Blog Talk Radio.
Satan Rajin, it's me, La Rock Man, the Rockin. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha in the Muhammadan Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but Allah. And we only testify that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of all the prophets that Allah has sent to the world. remind the world that he is the creator of this creation that we live in. And we open to bear witness that one Allah is enough. He was never born, he never died, and there ain't nothing in this creation that can describe the creator of this creation. So we're here tonight on this Rock Talk radio station speaking to a real mental sick problem in the world and trying to put the world back and try to help save as much of this world as possible. Because there's no God but one God. They don't put a God in the world. They done put a God in the world that look like a human being. And look like the human being, I mean somebody did, look like the human being that stole the human being and brought him here into America. So this got to be removed in order for us to have peace on this earth. God is not a man. And he's certainly not a Caucasian man. God made us all one people. God made us all one people for one reason, and that is to serve Allah. But we're not one people. So what we're going to do now is open up with a prayer. Call that Fatiha. And the prayer we are getting ready to say it in the Arabic language, and then in the English translation, it means to open. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Sirata Mustaqim. Sarato Ladina Anto Alehim Gali Magdubi Alehim Waladoni Ami. We seek protection from Allah, from the rejected enemy Satan, with the name of God. Allah is most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We greet you again in the best of the greeting of all the greeting in the world which Allah has given us. And that greeting is Aisan Amalekum, Sisman Mikad, peace be unto you. And we want to greet you also and as Ramadan Mubarak, meaning a blessed Ramadan, meaning that the Muslim is fasting all over the world and they're fasting to please God. And this is to rebuild a better character in their life. This is like being renewed every year, rotate through the earth, through the calendar years, and when this come up this year in April, and we thank Allah for the Ramadan fast. May Allah continue to bless all of us, complete our fast, and protect us in our fast, and bless us to do more, come up out of this fast and be better in every field that we need, and we need all the fields that you can imagine to do better in business, education, help, you name it. So all the fields we need to be get better in, we pray to Allah that he make us better and much stronger than we have ever been in our life. So we're here tonight to remove all. We thank Allah for We thank Allah for Brother Hameen, who set this show up, Muhammad, and we set him, we thank him, and we thank him for letting this Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School sponsor this program. We thank him for that. And we thank all praises due to Allah. So we here to get rid of the images in the world. And we got to get rid of, and we know that one good way to get rid of them is to advertise. They advertise, and we have to advertise. They advertise these images. And that's what they've been doing for years. So our advertising should be condemned what the devil has done. Condemn what Satan has done to the world. So we are here tonight to condemn and that's the only way we're going to be able to put the world back together. This is all our problems. This every African American, every Mexican or whatever you want to call yourself, anybody that has a little darkness in their skin and not settled to be European, this is all our problem. And it's a European problem. And the bigger problem to them, because this is to lock the door so they can't get into paradise. You can't be a devil and think you're going to get in paradise. And what they have did is the same thing that Pharaoh have done, even worse. After the knowledge have come what Pharaohs have done, they went on and did it anyway. They read about Pharaoh. Pharaoh didn't get no blessing. The people that follow Pharaoh didn't get any blessing. These Republicans are done went crazy. They are passing laws that you got to have guns. They are passing laws where you can't vote. Here, you done went and fought in every war they started, and now you can't vote. They don't want you to vote. They put so many stipulations on vote, and what a good Caucasian at? Why they ain't standing up against that? Because they benefit from that. Huh? The devil ain't going to change because you call him a devil. The devil ain't going to change because you call him a devil. The devil gonna change when you put the fire on him. And the truth is the fire. That God gonna throw you and put you in hell for the rest of your life. Now, we can't make them believe that. But that's on them. And those who follow the wicked people. Those who follow the evil and wicked people. They will get the same thing that the evil, wicked people get done. Moses, people called hell. But they hell paled to what the hell we call. Our hell was worse. Only thing they could do, make the Pharaoh took the scroll away from them to make bricks. This Pharaoh here have given us a cotton bag, the big cotton. All the people that were in America, they tried to make slaves. We were the only one stepped up. We were the only one. The Chinese man said, no, I'm not going to pick no cotton. Kill me. Send me back to China. I'll wash and iron your clothes, starch and iron your clothes, and I'll make this grilled rice for you, but I ain't picking no cotton. The other people, the Mexican, all the others, I ain't picking no cotton. The only people I know in the history of this world ever picked cotton was African-American people. You know what it takes to pick cotton? Reach your hand down in a ball and pick a little white ball up and put it in a bag, and it weighed little or nothing. Storms, stickers, snakes, and everything hiding in those cotton patches. And you had to reach down and pass those little stickers and keep them getting sticky, pick that cotton and put it in the bag. And you did it all day. You barely got over a couple of pounds. Your back was bent over. You were messed up. You didn't have decent shoes. You were treated at the worst of food, at the worst of the food. Huh? All this was done to us. And now we supposed to someone be out of it. And now we are worse than now. We act like we the slave master. We calling each other niggas and saying we want to kill each other. Why? Because that image been raised up. A Caucasian image. You can't, you can't say it's white. The cotton is white. And you ain't never seen nobody look white as the cotton we had to pick. Huh? So they tricked us. They tricked us. You can't do wrong and get good from God. That was wrong. Even the way they brought us in on them ships, stacked up over each other, urinating, throwing up, and all urinating on each other, throwing up. Some of us got so sick we had to throw us overboard to the shore. All this is history. And you try to tell an ignorant African-American man about that, and he almost cuss you out, but he tell you he loved Jesus. And Jesus told all of us to know the truth, and they don't want no truth. Huh? They think that they already life the wrong, in the ugly life they done chose. It doesn't matter because God loved them no matter what. They have been blinded and made deaf and dumb. So we had to come in with this Block Talk radio station. We need to have signs out saying Block Talk radio station all throughout our neighborhood. They got commercial on buying liquor. They got commercial on buying cars. They got commercial on doing everything wrong. And we don't want to advertise and put nothing out front that says what could help the human family. Then we are delaying, or we are calling a real delay in our true freedom as human beings. Because we won't advertise, and we don't want to tell nobody about what we're doing. And no matter how good we got going, nobody want to get out and tell nobody about the good thing going on. They'll talk about the bad thing, but some good, they ain't going to say nothing. So we are our worst enemy. Huh? We hear our children singing songs that a dog shouldn't be listened to. And we said, well, that's a fad. Hey, we didn't have no fad like that. We was least sharp with our hats and our alpaca shirts, and we were sharp. We were suckers because we were giving the money back to the Jews that sold us a $5 shirt for $50, $60, $70. Everybody don't use them. Huh? Alligator shoes. They ain't tried to kill that many alligators. But they sold us some alligator shoes, alligator belt. So everybody in a position to get over on us. When they came to this country and they came through customs, first thing they said, go to the African-American neighborhood, open up liquor stores, open up hog joints. That's what they told them. Told them not to don't fall in love with them. Be mean to them. So we know the history. And then we had Elijah's mommy come and tell about Malcolm.
All these great leaders come to tell us about, look at, they show you how they did Marcus Garvey, how they did all the other people. So, we are here. But it's true. But it don't do no good. We ain't gonna advertise it. We ain't gonna tell nobody about it. We ain't gonna share it with nobody. I've told my sister, my daughters, all my relatives. You know, we got a Block Talk radio station. We talking about something real. You know what it is? We're talking about how that false image of God have messed us up. You don't like your hair, then that image done mess you. You don't like your color, then that image have messed you up and made you inferior. Because it take an inferior or inconsiderate person not to think that God don't love you. When you look at a dog, you gonna say God don't love you, and he could have made you a dog, could have made you a squirrel, a bat, an alligator, a fish, a shark, could have made you anything. Anything. But he made you a human being. Made all of us supposed to be human beings. But look how one human being done jumped out there and said he better than all the rest because he put up an image of God, so-called God, a false image of so-called God called Christ Jesus, the Son of God. So that's two gods for the price of one. The Father is a God, and if he have a son, the son going to be a God, and the Holy Ghost a God too. That's a figure of your imagination. That's a figure of your imagination. He's God too. So that's three gods. Do you think we should be happy laying down at night knowing that these kind of mind exist in the world? And they're destroying our children. That's where they're going at. They're going at our next generation. And they're getting some of them. You can see it on TV. They got 10-year-old men suicide because they've been bullied at school. You going to tell me they can't stop bullying it at school? They can stop that. But they don't want to stop it. Because who is it hurting the most? The African-American child. I remember one time, I got a son, he was bullied at school. And we told him, don't be aggressive, but you got the God-given right to defend yourself if you attack. Calling the principal, calling the school teacher, telling them, didn't do no good. But when that boy grabbed my grandson's food, he went to whooping on him and whooped him real good. And now they talking about spending they was going to talk about spending my child, my son, my grandson for school. We told them, you do it if you want to. You're going to be sued because you've been told, warned about this boy messing with my son for months and weeks, and you did nothing. So you part of the problem. You are part of the problem in this world, so do it. We're going to sue you. We're going to put you out on Front Street. And they backed up. Sued y'all had the same problem. Sued y'all son being bullied at school, and he got tired of it. And Sujai went to the principal and sat down. They sat down discussing his thing, and Sujai pointed out that these boys are bullying my son. You know who they are. Why you ain't done that? Well, when the next time they bother him, he said, no, that's the problem. We don't teach our children to bother nobody. And nobody to bother our child. And we tell our child he got the God-given right to defend himself. So I see the problem. See, we ain't telling our children to turn the other cheek. He said, you ain't telling those boys that jumping on bothering my son to tell you, and you know who they are. So we teaching our children, you hit one of us, you're going to have to fight back. Huh? And we'll worry about the rest. So that's why you have to talk to those teachers. Because that public school is for one reason. It's to demean and take away from whatever good coming to our children and make our Caucasian brother Superman and all everything else in that school. Washington, Jefferson, make them feel proud to be who they are. Showing up, being waiting on them, being the butler and the maid. So all these things come with the inferiority that's given to us. And the only way we're going to get rid of it is get rid of the image. Kill the image, and then we go in business and pay support ourselves. We ain't weak no more. We got some strength. We coming into power, put people in office that represent how we feel and what we think. Huh? That's how you control and get control of this evil or wicked situation we living in America. That's how we save our children. We can't just save our children, just tell them to pray. Yeah, prayer is good. It carries a shield with it. But prayer without work, prayer without showing that our children the sacrifice that people made, they're not going to teach your children about the history of themselves, how they built the pyramids, how they started civilization off, how they made the first car, the red light, Coca-Cola, and everything else we made, and they stole it. That's why the Caucasian children are ashamed of themselves, because they're coming into the history. It is it's up to us to give it to them. So we're here tonight. With the help of Allah, we can win this war, because Allah is on our side. There's a victory that Allah wants to get into. He wants to show his power. But we can't show his power if we weak. And Allah say he will never change nobody's condition until they change what's in their heart about each other. And we have to change our heart about each other, being more kinder, ready to spend with each other, stop looking to being suspicious and jealous of each other, get rid of the distrust. Because that's the only thing going to build us up. El Islam come to change all of that. Huh? It come to work on our hearts and our brain and our attitude and our character and the way we do things. It come make the full man again, the full human being, put him back in charge of himself, back in charge of being a good husband, a good wife, and raising children to be respectful. Not raising children to cuss you out and talk back to you and tell you what they gonna do, and they ain't got a job, living in your house, eating your food up, sleeping in your bed, telling you what they ain't gonna do when they gonna come in. That public school is set up to break up family, because if you discipline your child the way things are now, their child go back to school because they tell that child, come back and tell us. If your mama and daddy discipline you, if they discipline you, we going to go out there and lock them up. But your child can't see the foster home, can't see the abuse and the sexual abuse that child going to have to suffer, the mental abuse that child going to have to suffer in that home. Come out of them homes by crazy, huh? No respect for nothing. So we can detour all that because we see what they're doing. They're coming after our children. The TV, that's why Elijah said a one-eyed monster. Other words, that monster come out and get your child, and it's gone. He's gone with your child. Huh? Your child is just no different from us. We want to have a good time. You can't let the child pray all the day and not show it a good time. not showing the mountains, women, not allowing to dance, and these ignorant backwards, some of these Muslims, oh, it's haram to dance. We got to get away from such crazy people. Allah don't say that. Allah tell us to socialize with each other. Huh? Allah tell us to get married. How they gonna get married and they can't meet each other? Nowhere they can't meet each other in a bowling alley or a pool room. Or a dance concert, or a play where you like a parlor theater, that children go there and meet each other, and they be Muslim, they be a good people, but we are losing our children to the dope dealers, to these slicksters, especially our women come up pregnant, and you talking about what happened? Yeah, you didn't give the child no freedom. And the child found freedom in the arm of a disbeliever, misbeliever. So then what happened? That go for the boys and the girls. So we here with this solution to our problem, to turn back to Allah. So anybody wants to say anything, anybody got anything they want to say, it's time to raise your, come into the queue. All you got to do is match one. Come into the queue and we'll cut your mic off. Anybody wants to say anything? So we're here tonight. I was in the queue last night, and I kept mashing one, and I didn't hear nobody say your mic was on. So I'm gonna cut somebody's mic on. One of our co-hosts, I'm Abdullah Akbar. I'm from Decatur, Georgia. I'm one of the co-host workers here. Along with my wife, Dair Akbar, she's a cohort worker here on Sunday and Tuesday. That's tomorrow, and she was off, and myself and Sujah Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is also a cohort worker. And something, I don't know, Brother Abe Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, he also comes in as a co-worker. And then we have an Imam Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia. He come on the show also and work here with us. So we thank Allah for every one of the brothers and sisters. I'm going to bring Sujah in and let him say what he had to say. I got a little excited. Okay, somebody raise their hand. Sujah, assalamu alaikum. Sujah,
assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got some name.
Alhamdulillah. Somebody raise your hand.
Yeah. You want me? You gonna hold up a minute? You would hear?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Right, there's a hand. Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, well, look at my son.
Oh, no,
you know,
no.
I was having a conversation.
Yes, sir.
And let me first, by witness, there's no God but the one God, Allah. He's one without any associates. And our partners wasn't born, will never die, has always been, will always be. And that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his last apostle.
Yes, sir.
I was having a conversation here with some other believers, and we were talking about, you know, the religion of Christianity, and the question came up about, you know, the Quran saying that there will be some that are in the paradise, you know, along with the Muslims, some Jews as well, you know. And so I just wanted to know your the understanding of that. Maybe someone want to come in, yourself or Brother Sujah, or one of the imams or anyone can elucidate on what are the characteristics of those Christians that are going to be in the paradise along with the Muslims. Because we really, you know, people had different opinion about it, and, you know, I really, you know, have my own opinion about it, but I just wanted to know what, from, you know, you doing Dawah, from your studies and from your, you know, understanding of the teachings of Imam W.D. Muhammad, what did he say about it? What is your understanding about it?
I can answer that, but I'm going to let y'all come and answer that too, y'all. Come later.
What to believe with the Muslims.
Did you hear the question?
Alhamdulillah. Assalamualaikum.
Well, look at Salam. Did you hear the question?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question because that's where everybody should be concerned. You know, which one of the Christians is that which follow Jesus? And what Jesus are they following? You see, you got to analyze all that. You know, one of the groups I know that believes that Jesus don't believe in no divinity and that he's a servant of God, he's a prophet of God, is a Unitarian. The Unitarian, you know, and they don't eat pork because I mean all this we know is not Christianity. We know in the Bible in Leviticus 11, 7 verse. It said that don't eat touch the carcass. You don't eat the flesh of the swine. You don't touch. You must touch the carcass. That was the law. And you got Christians coming telling us that when Jesus came, he changed the law. That it's okay to eat pork. But Jesus himself said that I didn't come to change nothing. I only came to fulfill. I came to fulfill, not change anything. So our argument is strong. We got the truth. And our argument is the same argument that the Bible has. You know, is Jesus said in John, we got most of all that, those arguments in calendars. The Dawah argument is in the calendars. It say that in John, the 5th chapter, the 30 and 31st verse, Jesus said that showing that he's not God. He said, if I bear witness on myself, my witness is not true. And Jesus said in the Quran, never did I say such a thing, you know, that I was God. He said, if I had said it, if I had talked to people to worship me, he said, you would have known it.
Right.
They are your children. You know, that's what Allah said in the Quran.
So in the Holy Quran, Allah makes it clear that those who are following Jesus as a Lord or as a God are going to be definitely questioned about that because Allah is going to ask Jesus, did he really tell people to worship him as a God?
Right, right.
And I think in another place I mentioned this, it says in Quran that those who say that God is one in three in the Trinity, that then Allah says that he will deny them the garden. Now,
that's right.
Some say, well, this was only supposed to be those who propagated it, not the innocent followers of it, you know. So that's the response that I got.
Say that again.
Oh, some say that it referred to the people who originated that concept, not those who innocently and blindly follow it. Those who originated that is the ones that's responsible for it.
Okay, so they're saying that if they influence a person to practice it, then the person that originated is the one that is responsible, not the person that is influenced.
Yeah, not the one that has been innocently following him, you know. A lot knows best. That's the response
right.
I got.
But this is what Jesus
best.
Said. Jesus said, know you the truth. He said, know you the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if they following something from what the preacher is saying, you know, the originator said, then they're prisoners. They're prisoners. That's what Jesus said. He said, know you the truth. You know, I think at some point that a Christian come into the reality of the truth. They know the truth and they make a decision.
Yeah.
You know, as well as not they're gonna follow the truth or keep on obeying the lie that they under. Most Christians I talk to, the majority of the Christians I talk to, I ask them, that picture that you have in the church of Jesus, is that Jesus? And you know what they tell me? They say, it's not Jesus. The picture they got in the church up there of Jesus, the image they got up there of Jesus, they say, that's not Jesus. I say, if it's not Jesus, then that's a lie. You know?
Mm-hmm.
If it's not the truth, then it's a lie.
Yeah.
And why is it that you have a lie in the church? That's Satan. That's the devil. And the psychologists say the time our children see that right away, it makes them inferior. African American children, it makes them inferior. When they see that image up there of a Caucasian man as God in the flesh, it makes them psychologically inferior. Time to see it. That's
mm-hmm.
what psychologists said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Psychological effect.
Yeah. I know that is definitely a satanic scheme there, so psychologically and subliminally. You know, affect the minds of you know the
right.
whole entire people on the planet. It affects the Caucasian and as well as others. You know,
that's
now,
right.
But there are some churches now. If you see, you know, let's say Creflo Dollar, you know, Creflo Dollar, Big T.G. Jakes, and maybe that big Caucasian there in Texas. What's his
yeah.
name? All them. Now, when I look at them, you know, I've seen them and looked at their churches. Now, they don't have the images in the churches, but they do teach that Jesus is Lord. You see, they teach
okay,
that Jesus is Lord. They don't have the images, but they still
the
teach
word,
that
yeah.
false doctrine that Jesus
yeah,
is Lord.
Yeah,
and that's
the
doctrine that Allah makes plain. This is a falsehood, you know, it's a false doctrine.
Right. Right, right. And see, remember the Imam said that a word is anything that brings a picture to your mind. You see, so they don't need the physical picture. Just the word alone will do the same thing as the picture.
Mm.
They learn quicker with the picture. Like you teach a child and you use a picture, they comprehend it quicker.
Mm.
But the word they had to think about it, you know. We was teaching some college students, and I asked them a question. I said, "What would happen if I raised a black image like me, and put it in your church and have your and y'all be worshiping, your children be worshiping, and what would happen to them psychologically?" Over a period of time. And I answered the question. I said it would make them want to be black. It would make them want to have nappy hair, big lips, like mine. You know, and the Caucasian
mm-hmm.
said, college student now, said, Mr. Muhammad, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Said it's wrong to have my image up in the house of worship as God in the flesh, as the Lord. So even if the Quran say that the majority of the Christian went astray.
Mm-hmm.
But there mm-hmm. are Christians mm-hmm. among them that is true believers, that believe in God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's mean we fellowship with some of the Christians. We fellowship, and we even had a Christian that I brought that up to in a sister's house, you know, that we was coming together, spoke a lot. And I told her about the image. And she understood what I was saying. But mm-hmm. she asked me, Shuja, could I keep a little small image? Of the Holy Mary. Edward was there. He was there.
You to show that. They don't want you to get in an economic situation of compete with them. If you can out shoot them in basketball, you can out dance them, you can out sing them, out tell them jokes better than they can. You can do all that better. You don't think we can out deal with them economic? Allah said we all in a race for all that is good. African Americans don't want to even go to the starting line. So we had to change it.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes as I drive down, I imagine it's probably like this there in Baton Rouge and also in Atlanta or Decatur, you know, Georgia. Sometimes, you know, when I drive by certain neighborhoods, you know, going down a street, one of the main streets, you know, in the African-American community, you see maybe on one block, within maybe two or three blocks, there could be about maybe four churches sometimes. You would have one, two directly across the street from one another, and then down on the next block, you may have one on this corner, one on the next corner, and about five or six blocks, maybe four churches, you know? And if you look at really the situation that we're in terms of, you know, the African-American, you figure that influence of the churches, there's so many of them, you know, it would have some type of definite influence, you know, it should have some type of definite influence, you know, as many as there are. Is that the way it is in Baton Rouge? You got so many little churches on these corners?
Oh yeah, we got, my wife be showing me all the churches on one block. I mean, it's just... and so many of them, now they got them for sale. They got some of them for sale.
We had the same way here. You could, on one street, you got the whole kind of churches, but they can't come together. And one think they're better than the other, and very few of them got anything other than a church. We know some churches in our neighborhood do have owns apartment, but the people that go to their church can't afford to live in the apartment. So they afford to be on it. So that's the way. Everything you see is set up by them is to hurt us and help them. I don't care how you look at it. It's make them look good and make us look bad. It's right. They have took the attitude that they need somebody to walk on. And what do they call you? They call you a devil. Now, they the devil. They do more dirt and more evil than anybody else, but they keep you from looking at them. They tell you, call you what they are. You the devil. You ain't no good. You a liar. You can't be trusted. Huh? And they ain't a fact. Go to any courtroom where people paying parking tickets and paying speeding tickets, or go to any courtroom where people going to court for murder or going to bringing drugs in this country, and we are number one in those courtrooms. They have chose us and led us to do them things by making us think that we're going to get away with it. No. They know if you dress like a criminal, you're going to act like one, and that's what they got most of America, African America, dressed up as criminals, and they think they're getting away with something, but they ain't don't get away with nothing. Allah said time to get back on the side and do what God said do, and that's what time it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
you got
sir.
Uh-huh. Anybody else got anything to say? Got any questions? While Sue Jar is in the mic is on. I got any more questions? No, Allah bless us with answers. Bless us with Iman Worthy Muhammad. For all the hell we caught, all the suffering we did, ain't nobody in the history of this universe, of this country, of this world, ever suffered like we have. And still suffering. Because all the things that take away the human being freedom is aimed at us, aimed at our children. Aimed at, it's designed to make us feel that we don't deserve the great reward that God wants to give us. We most of us feel so we don't even think about going into business. If a building opened up and it was selling for $50, the land and the building itself selling $50, African American would look at the sale of that building and say, "I wonder what white people gonna put there. I wonder what they gonna do." That's how we are in the mind coming from that image, and false religion is the worst form of oppression, huh? False religion. And that's what this Christianity that these people have put together is nothing but false religion, and it's designed to, not to free the person, but to enslave the person worse in his mind, his behavior, and his character, and everything that he need to be free is designed to take that away from him. So that's the Christianity we got now. Rashad, you got anything else you want? Yes, sir.
No. That's pretty clear. That's pretty clear. I always think about sometimes if all these churches, you know, the great majority of these little old storefronts we see and all up and down the blocks, if we have some type of revolution, you know, some type of a mass awakening where these pastors would convert and accept the truth, you know, about Islam. And bring their people, their congregations in line and you know, convert, you know, because there have been, you know, there are a number of, you know, ministers and pastors and priests that have accepted Al-Islam, but I don't know of any that have brought their whole congregation in line, you know.
Well,
that's sometimes I think, man, what would happen if all these churches, man, if the ministers just came on, you know, and
how many of these churches in the United States, African American, follow Dr. King? How many of you seen, supported and worked with Dr. King? Very, very few of them.
Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah. And we thank Allah much. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there is only one God. And our cry, the Muslim, is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah. The Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's the perfect example of what a human being is, and our responsibility. He's a perfect example. You know, there was a Christian brother, a Jewish unchristian, wrote a book, the 100 Most Influential Men, and they had Prophet Muhammad in there as number one.
Yeah.
The Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah.
As number one, you know, and that's out of Jesus and Abraham, all the rest of them, you know, they picked him as number one, and they showed how he was number one, you know. So Prophet Muhammad is who we study as far as his wisdom, you know, and his application of the deen, of the religion, you know. Our Christian brothers and sisters, they've been influenced by Shaitan, many of them now is praying to Jesus. They're saying their prayer to Jesus, and they can't say nothing without saying they come in the name of Jesus. That's when the Imam Wali Muhammad told us not to say in the name of Allah. He said, say with Allah's name.
Mm-hmm.
He said that's the reason he asked us not to say in the name of God. And we have a whole lot of Muslims still saying it in the name of God, you know. So you can't force nobody. You know, you can bring the truth to them, and that truth will open their mind up and make them see, you know. And then after they see, then it's up to them to make a decision. Because when Islam came, freedom came. We are free to make our own decision. You can't, the Quran said there should be no compulsory in religion. There should be no force, you know. But now, just imagine a person wake up on their own and they can see things and they are honest and they are sincere and they stand up for truth and for righteousness. So that's where we're at today. We're standing on truth and righteousness, you know, that there's only one God. There's no three God, you know. There's only one creator, you know. And God says like two things that
they
he don't.
They always say that the inscrutable, what do they say, the inscrutable Trinity, the unfathomable Trinity. It's hard to explain, you know, that three in one God, you know, that mystery three in one God. It's hard to explain.
yes. And Allah say, the Quran say not Trinity.
He said, right.
You know, and he said, God don't have a son. God don't have no son. And the Quran say that God created everything in everything you see, everything in this universe. And he says be, and it came into existence. And Allah said, why should I, you know, why you gonna give me a son? And all I had to do was pick one. I created the whole creation. If I want a son, all I had to do is pick one out of the creation I created. I don't have to go through saying that I went into a woman, you know. He said he gave an example that Jesus is same on the same line that he created Adam. He created Adam from nothing. He created it from nothing, you know. That's the creator that we worship. And that's the creator that we putting forth. That's the creator that backing us up, and we standing behind it. You know, Allah. And Allah is most merciful. There's no other God that can give us mercy, the amount of mercy that Allah gives us. And then, you know, he created us, give us everything we need, and then he give us guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives us a free will.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a free will, and he made us inheritors of the earth. I just wrote that down. He made us inheritors of the earth. You know what? A person that inherits something. We are peoples that is inheritors. We're believers. He asked the angels to submit to us. The angels to bow down, give obeisance to this human being, you know. So we got power over the angels.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right.
when God told the angel that he creating a human being, the angel said, "What you want to create something that's gonna shed blood?" And God told the angels, "I know something. I know that what you don't know." He asked the angels, and let me show you. He asked the angels to name things that's in the creation. Angels said, I don't know. Only you know a lot. You the all wise, the all knowing. So God called a human being that he had just breathed his spirit into. He asked Adam to name some things. And Adam started naming them. And he told the angels, "See that? I told you I know that, but you don't know." So then the angels, when Adam started naming it, they must seen that he knew that he knew what he was talking about. The human being knew what they were talking about when the human being started naming them to the angels. Allah sent Iblis, Jibril to the Prophet Muhammad. And he told the Prophet Muhammad to read. Prophet Muhammad said, "I can't read." He said, "Read in the name of your Lord who created you." You see, so it's in us. Jesus said, "I's in you and you's in me," and it all came from God. What that is, the Christ nature is in us. We got it. We the one. That's what I mean, everybody's coming after us. That's what I mean, these Middle Eastern brothers are coming in and taking over everything because they know that we the inheritance. We are getting ready to receive the inheritance. That's mean that the government's giving out all these stimulus because they see the handwriting on the wall. They should have been doing that. They're trying to outdo us. Every time it's time for something, they jump out there and try to get ahead of it. But they can't get ahead of us. You know, they can't get ahead of the believer. So, alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, it's almost time for us to break the fast. So we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace of As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you, Brother Suja.
Thank you, brother.
Excellent.
Praise be to
you. Break the fast, I break mad after you.
Lord,
thank you, God. Yeah. When Allah said He chose the people, He chose the people to do a work. Now this is the end of this world, and Allah done chose us. That means that the world is getting a last chance. He's getting a last chance to come into what is right, what is good for it. If the world failed to do that, Allah said He can destroy this world and bring in a new one.
That's right.
The one He destroyed. So it ain't no problem for Allah to do that. But we praying and we working that we make a change in this earth. And we bring about the change this world is looking for. And that's why we're working so hard. That's why the brothers threw it out on the for so many years and sold the Muslim Journal and sacrificed. That's why a lot of brothers lost their life, lost their family, sacrificing
life
for this day, for this day to come about. And Allah ain't going to let a good deed go unrewarded. You know, these people trying to put on a show like they are doing are going to do so much. You know, what is an actor? What is an actor? What is a so-called actor? They call him a movie star. We know, you know, they ain't no movie star. What is an actor?
They the top-notch liars of this world. They can make you feel and think of that thing, and you looking at it, you know it ain't true. They can make you think something or feel a certain way or go a certain way, do a certain thing, because they're actors, meaning they're top-notch liars. But they call them movie stars. They call them movie stars. So we have to use the knowledge that Allah bless us to benefit us as well as the world. Caucasian people use it, and they know they have got what they got because they have stuck together. No matter how bad things get, when it comes to go up against you, they might not like each other. They might not care nothing about each other, but they know for their existence here on this earth or in the world as being on top, they had to come together against you with all together as one and come against you in order to maintain whatever they had over you. They come together. But we ain't saying all of them, but it ain't no hidden secret. If you want to find out what we said, that's follow the trash in the neighborhood. In New York, Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, wherever we live, you want to find out, we say, who put us in that frame of mind to lit up our community, to tear our community? Who put that in that false religion, false idea about God, false love, false concern, all these false things that they gave us, and now you got false eyelashes, false earrings. Everything is false. False hair. So they know what they're doing. They know that they can keep us imitating, and most of the time trying to imitate what they done gave us to imitate. We ain't going nowhere. And their job is to make evil seem fair. Oh, it's fair to look like that. It's fair to dress like that. You can dress like that. You grown. You do whatever you want to. You your own man. You your own woman. Don't let nobody tell you what to do. Ain't that the language they put out there before you? And that language is doing nothing but destroying the masses of the people. But they keep that language out there. Then they give you John Wayne, Superman, Batman. Give you all these so-called heroes, movie heroes, and you look at them, and you want the hero to win because the villain is coming at the hero, and you see them villains are the same people that come at you, so you want them to lose. Nothing but trick artists. So we say Allah is the greatest. Allah didn't wake us up and let nobody continue to use us, but that's what they continue to do. We got to go in their store. We got to go to their gas station. That should be our gas station. Oh, they're not racist. They don't want racist, but they want to tell you that you're racist. They really slick and clever. Oh, you're racist. You just hate white people. They've been real slick in that. So we had to realize that we came against a component that we weren't ready for. And the only way we're going to get ready for this component or this person we contend with, we have to go in business. We have to go and save our children and our women and our neighborhood and claim them and put people in our neighborhood that truly protecting and serving our neighborhood. Because right now we don't have that. Our neighborhood is up for grab for anybody. I stay in the neighborhood, so I thought everybody over here in my neighborhood has owned their home. They weren't owning their home. They were renting to live in that place. And when those people saw domestic, whatever, the President Barack Obama signed, domestic, the Maine, whatever you call that, law, and where they come in and buy the house up, fix it, live it in it, and then they move out, run the taxes up, and sell it to you at a higher price, something they did before they, in the houses you already got. These houses that are where we stay in Caucasian, you stay in, and they sold them to African American for a large amount of money, and they took that money and moved to the suburbs, and they realized the gas is so high there, and by the time they get home every night, their children in bed, so they said, let's move back to the city. And that's what they did. And all that money they made, they still holding on to that money that we gave them for that house that need that the plumbing was bad, the roof was bad, all that we paid for because they smiled in our face and tell us we get a good neighborhood. So let's wake up and see what happened to us. Allah said he would never change our condition until we change within our hearts about each other. And we need a heart change in a hurry because we don't forget about each other. We don't think little of each other. And that's the proof of that. Look at the rapper. They are our children singing a song look like a Ku Klux Klan would be singing. Look like we wouldn't be singing those songs. I remember the time when we were coming up and somebody wanted to call us the N-word. We wanted, especially they were Caucasian, we wanted to knock their teeth out. And now our children saying it, and then they justify saying it. So it's just a word. Messed up. That's a word. No. God said we're human beings. That's the word. And then Allah said that not only we human beings, we'll be the highest form of human being, and that's the one who submit their will to do the will of the Creator. That's the highest form. That's the highest creature that God have created.
Right, but we have a choice. We don't have choice.
So we're going to continue to work on this situation, and we got to advertise. We have to put a sign out saying Ramadan Mubarak. Support Mars Chaos, support and African American, they get offended when you tell them that they should support somebody look like them. Why? Because they messed up. Man, I don't get no money to nobody to look like me. That's what they're saying. Why? Because you've been tripped up in the mind. They have tripped your mind up. They done mess your mind up, and they done put all this foolishness in your mind where you say you don't trust nobody that look like you. And that means you ain't going nowhere in this modern-day world because Allah wants us to come together and work together as one. And we can't come together and work together as one as long as we looking at each other color. He light-skinned, I might trust him. Oh, he's dark skinned. I don't trust him at all. All this has messed us up. We had candidates running for office. One was a little lighter, and the little lighter one, the lightest person running for office, he won a wolf quarter. But the one who was dark skinned was the best. But people picked him because of his color. And they ain't get nothing. We ain't get nothing. All the same way people went vote for Hillary Clinton because they didn't want to vote for no woman. But they were born from a woman. They didn't fall out of a tree. Came from a woman. But don't trust no woman. How can somebody get in your mind and get you to not trust a woman when a woman raised you? A woman had to, but that's the gene of the clever sick devil. That's his job, is to maneuver around you and to get to you. Maneuver, go away from your strength and come around and go to your weakness and feed in you weak ideas, wrong thinking and lies. So you can't go nowhere. That's Satan's job. So we got to kill Satan. And to kill him, you don't have to take a hammer and bust his brain out. Just stay away from him. He'll kill himself. He'll go away. He'll flee you. When he see he can't get nothing out of you, he's gone. And most of these say they can't get nothing out of you, they'll go to find somebody look like them and try to get something out of them. But they'll try you first because they think that you don't think. You know, they raised us not to think. So we're here tonight to help of Allah to remove all these racial images of worship that attempt to pray to God. And then we're also here tonight to remind ourselves that we've got to go into business. We got the school that we have got to reflect the best that God wants us to be. We can't get that from the public school because they done brought things in that public school that ain't good for a dog. Two women showing two women how to kiss or two men how to kiss. They got a program here in Atlanta that the children learn how to talk to Satan, how to Satan worship in the public schools in Atlanta, up in basically the Caucasian neighborhood and school. And, you know, that's what our children try to get in the Caucasian school. And so they get in there and they get corrupted. Okay, get the idea that they wish they was Caucasian because the Caucasian people got just about everything going for themselves. So we got to change this, and we're going to change this with the help of Allah. Allah said he's with who trying to do right, and that's what we're trying to do. So somebody trying to say something? Somebody trying to say something? That's on the radio?
That's a
child. Somebody want to say something? A child want to say something? Alhamdulillah. Anybody want to say anything? Okay. Anybody want to say anything? Okay. Well, we here. They but one God, and we would be one people. But we'll never be one people under God as long as the Caucasian image up in the world. As long as the Caucasian or our people said they believe in God and hold up a Caucasian man as the son of God, with you saying that God is that. So anybody want to say anything, they got here's the time. Brother Rashad, you want to say something else?
No.
Brother Rashad?
Yes, sir.
You want to say anything else?
No. Well, I was just thinking of an article that I read this morning about a swimmer who was, she used to be a man, now had, you know, sex change and all that as a woman, and is breaking all the records, you know, because used to be a man and still got, I guess, you know, the muscles, the upper body strength, and is breaking all the records, you know. So they were debating, you know, as to how they're going to approach that, whether they're going to allow, you know, that to continue or just whatever, you know. I would imagine, you know, to just be like, if you could imagine a boxer, you know, like a male boxer, all of a sudden, you know, he's going to take some hormones and then go compete against women boxers, you know, women fighters. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. I was looking on the internet and that story has popped up, you know, and so they're dealing with it. But I got to applaud there in, I think it is in Alabama, where the governor said, listen, she said, a male is what God gave you when you were born, and a female is what God gave you as a female when you were born. And that's it. She's not going to allow anything else to interfere with the definition and any kind of recognition of anything else. You don't get rid of those transgender restrooms and all that stuff. She said she ain't going for it. And that was the governor, I think, of Alabama. So I got her applause. But I just read that story this morning, and I was thinking about
somebody
it.
To have sense enough to speak. Where are all these Christians at? You know, what is
yeah.
on this? They silent night. They don't say nothing. Why? Because they go along with Satan, but they tell you, they tell Satan to get back, and they go right along with Satan. So we as a group of people that believe in God, we have to let them know that we see that. You can't be straddling the fence and you say you believe in God. Jesus said in the last day, you won't be able to tell men from women and women from men. That's what he said. And that's a fact. That's happened not only in Hollywood, but in Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, wherever human beings stay on this planet, Chicago, you can find the gay population, and the gay population is grown. Now, they can't produce no children, but they can recruit children. They can recruit people to come into their lifestyle. Now, if you let them adopt children, you raise them in an environment of a homosexual environment, what do you think they're going to be? See, Satan is real crap. They talking about rights. God done gave us our human rights from birth. And that right is for all of us to treat each other right. But they don't follow that. We have to have bills passed talking about some civil rights. Dog got civil rights. You don't see them arresting no dog, throwing no dog on the ground, shooting no dog with an electric gun, throw the dog in the police car. If they did that, they wouldn't have no job. Yeah. So, but they do us like that, and very little is said. Because we're a bunch of cowards when it comes to standing up for what is right. Now they can tell us how bad somebody over there in the Middle East, and that we need to join the Army and Navy, and our children go join the Navy Army to defeat the one they call terrorists, the one they call Taliban, jihadists. They know how to use the language to make you get you motivated to do a crazy thing. They know what language to use. So we have opportunity to turn all this around. One of the things I tell them out on the streets, we tell them out on the streets, that the word jihad means jihad, ain't no such thing as a jihadist. That's something they made up. Ain't no such thing as a holy war. Ain't no war holy with blood. Only a holy war that you can come up with, that two people debating on God, one got one God and one got three gods, and one going to win if they debating. That's the only holy war you can have, but no bloodshed. But the truth, somebody tell the truth and somebody telling a lie. And the one with the truth going to eventually win too. So that's the only thing that is holy war. They say that Taliban. I got a brother, a Muslim brother, told me I got a Taliban hat. It ain't the word Taliban means student. Huh? And that's all they mean. Don't let them people trick you up. Like they used to say that you're an Indian giver. No, the Indian didn't give something to take it back. The Caucasian man did that. He did that, but he put that on the Indian. You're an Indian giver. He the one was giving and taking everything back. But he had to lie on the poor Native American. And that's what he always does, use trickology.
I remember when we were kids, you know, when somebody would do something wrong, give someone something, you know, take it back, you know, like that. You an Indian giver.
Yeah. Got that from the Caucasian. Got it from the TV.
And really, it wasn't the Indians. It was the white man who broke his promise all the time. That's why they said he talked with a forked tongue, you know.
That's right, dude. What did you say? He broke with a forked tongue. You see that forked tongue when you see a rattlesnake or see a hidden snake. He got a forked tongue. So, So they use, they call you what they were. Huh? My daddy used to curse. He used to say John Browning. John Brown was a good Caucasian people, men, Caucasian man, who tried to free us.
John Brown was still driving
me. He was a man that read the Bible. He seen what was wrong for them, the enslaved us. He went out to crush those evil people, and they killed him and his nine sons. But my daddy was taught to curse, because he heard a Caucasian man said, John Brown this, John Brown this. And so he picked that up. And I had to tell him one day, as I got older, what he was doing and what he got it from. And he agreed. He stopped saying it. John Brown was a good man. Caucasian. So everything is good. They gave it to us and turned around and made it bad. Everything was bad. They turned around and made it good for us. That's all.
Was John Brown a Caucasian man?
Yeah, he was a Caucasian man.
Yeah, he was Caucasian.
No, he wasn't no black man. No, John Brown was a Caucasian man, was a preacher. He went out to try to get rid of the slave masters, and I understand that African American told him where he was, and they went and killed him.
Yeah.
They killed him. You talking about Nat Turner. He showed on TV. Yeah, you talking about Nat Turner. Yeah, so that's the way that went. Everything that they said that was good, that bad, the Caucasian used it for his to lift himself up. And he lied. He's a liar. So there's still some of them still like that. And we refuse to help them by telling them about that. Huh? One thing the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he changed the Caucasian people when he told them that they was a devil and they was living and using and living like being like a devil. He told them that they was a devil. That helped them, really a lot of them changed from hearing the, Elijah Muhammad calling them the devil. That made them better. They said, I ain't no devil. Many Caucasian women came to the nation and joined the nation because they said they weren't no devil. Put that long dress on and put the clothes of the MGT on, and she went and married an African American. She said she ain't no devil. And Elijah Muhammad could not deny her, deny them the right to come in and be Muslim. So that's what the language that's messed up. And Imam said we got to change the language. If we fail to change the language, then this language that they using to enslave us is all we're going to be there doing the thing that they created to do, the language. You know? So human being is something they'd rather be called white people, and they are not white. They're red and pink. And we got to stop calling them color that they don't have. Calling ourselves color that we don't have. We got to stop that. Ain't no white people. I've been asking white people to bring me a white person, and they ain't brought me down yet. Because God didn't make no white people. He made us human beings. Now, they took on the name white because the word white means pure. Everything they did to us was pure and evil, pure and wrong, pure and no good. So that's where they go. So
Anybody got anything they want to say? Ma'am came in. He taught us how to be the human being using wisdom, using Hickman, using common sense. Okay. Well, we got somebody to raise their hand and let me bring them in the queue. Cut their mic on. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah. Glad I'm in.
Yeah, Haji.
Yes,
yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Well, so
yes.
You got it. You can say what you want to
okay.
say. Yes, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah. It's been about 20 minutes I've been listening, and I'm enjoying what I'm hearing. But I couldn't unmute my phone, so instead of star six, I just hit the one, and it came back on. So
Alhamdulillah
for that.
Okay,
Okay, alhamdulillah. You were all talking about churches. I'm looking at a magazine that has, these are for, these are African-American homes, but they says, churches. They say, they call N-E-G-R-O. I don't like to use that word, but so I'm just going to say we're colored. But they have about six colored churches that was and bought by colored people. And they said that one of the churches called at the time, I guess, 1773, it was across in Augusta, Georgia, and it was about $32,000 to build the church. And them people got that money up and built the church. And they have, they're huge churches, too. They have one in the First Calvary Baptist Church of North Virginia. Then they have one in New York called St. Mark's Church. Then they have another one, Macedonian Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. Then there's another one, St. Paul Methodist Episcopal Church of Dallas, Texas. And then they have Catholic St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, a Catholic church. Look like thousands of them in this picture here. But I was saying this. A lot of neighborhoods have a lot of churches in them, and they have different names for the churches. So, I mean, are they all one type of church? I mean, they all have different names or what? I'm looking Episcopal, Baptist, Macedonian, all these different names of churches and whatnot. My goodness. Yeah. And then I heard Shuja saying that his wife took him down one block and it was churches on, looked like every corner. Well, that's what it is in Florida. You got churches on just about every corner. And there's big crosses, giant sized crosses, like they almost reaching up to the sky with crosses in Florida. You know, this is pitiful. And then my niece had said a prayer for her aunt, and at the end of the prayer she said, "In Jesus' name," I said, "Oh my Lord." Oh, my Lord. So now I got to pull up to the side. Jesus ain't had nothing to do with that. So I know. It's sad. Our people are sad. And then I heard a brother saying on, he has a talk show that comes on Thursday at 11. if anybody's interested in hearing this or listening to it. It comes on Thursday morning at 11, and he has a health, I think you call it Sacred Life Conference call. But anyway, he said that he and his wife often go to the Caucasian neighborhood to buy their food. He said, you know you're getting good food when you go there. I said, Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. I said, okay, now. He think that's the best place to buy food. But he said, that's what he do. He and his wife, they go there. I said, okay. Well, I'm still going to the stores that I go to. I ain't going to be following no Caucasian person doing nothing. That's it. Alhamdulillah.
Yep. Well, we know they take their best food and call themselves, send it to their neighborhood. The Jews work for Kroger, work for Publix and the rest of those stores. They allow the Jews to go in there and cut the meat up for the Jews. They let the Jews break knives and all that, and they pay them for do that.
Mm-hmm.
They got a contract with them.
Mm-hmm.
The Somali had the same thing at a Kroger, and they were doing the same thing that the Jews. You know they closed the Kroger down? Huh? A Sam Club was doing the same thing out here at Chapel Hill, out here to
Jonesboro.
I forget the name of that Sam Club was out there.
I thought it was in Jonesboro.
And they closed it down because they had started having a lot of Muslims, and the food they were bringing in, it was more flour-like. They closed it down.
Mm-hmm.
See, and this is a fact. This is a fact. Anything good for us, they will close it down. They will stop bringing it to our community.
Mm-hmm.
They will stop letting us use it. And that's the way they do. See, their hate is coming to them from the religion, because if love was coming into them, they'll be the nicest people in the world. If God
right.
came in, they should be the most nicest people in the world, and they're not. There's some of the troublest people that you can come in, that you can meet.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to until we come together, and the Imam said, when we come together, and we come together as a group of people, the whole world gonna change. Why?
Wow.
Because it had to take God of the revelation to come to us to turn us around for what they did to us, to remake us, it had to take a powerful revelation, a powerful someone coming to us to turn us around. Because when they got through with us, they called us three-fifths of a human being. Because we were nothing like or nothing that reflect the human life anymore. And that's what they call themselves, making an animal out of us.
Mm.
After we was, when they brought us here, we were dressed with long dresses on. We were dressed decent.
No, what?
Huh? Women were. I'm telling the women had nice dresses. The men were had nice clothes on. They got pictures of that in South Carolina now, where they brought us in the slave quarters where they put us at. They had pictures of
of African American, and we were dressed decent and nice. They call themselves messing us up, and then tell us they from God. God chose them. They the chosen people. All this that did is nothing but demonize them. And the only way we're gonna get that demon out of them is to tell them the truth that they need to be. They need to come back and be human beings. Because they dress nice, got money, that don't make them a human being. But when they hate on us, and God told us to love each other, told us not to kill, and they want to kill us for nothing. They want to pass laws and make all these crazy laws. In Georgia, they passed a law that you got to have a gun. I don't know what that means, that they say you better have a gun. No more background checks. This dumb governor that we have, Kemp, said they passed the law, and they showed me, NACP showed me the law. They passed that you got to have a gun, and they said you have a 22 or 38, but you got to have a gun.
That's on the
internet. Yeah, I know they do. Yeah, so they wanted to kill each other up. I was in the store, and this dope dealer gun hanging out in front of him. You can see his big gun he got.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to kill each other. Nobody likes it, so we don't.
Well, if you're going to do it, don't get to 22, get to 38.
Yeah, I know that's right.
I'm with you on that.
What is? You gotta have a 22 or 30.
Get to 38.
Mm-hmm. You want them to stop somebody?
If you're gonna have one, get to 38. Well. You know, that includes now ex-offenders. You know, people that have used a gun and was convicted of an offense.
Good question. See, all of us number the trap. It's like they legalized marijuana. Yeah, they legalized it, but they catch you smoking it. You driving, you in the car going to jail.
It's just like they make you go to the liquor store, the front, or the beer joint.
Yeah, number 12. They all
that
locked up.
That's just for some.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not everybody.
Yeah, they say the alcohol that locked up for you. So, got your mic back on.
Yes, up.
Well, get in this conversation. You got it.
Yeah, I was eating and listening.
Okay, we'll go. Okay, we won't worry you then. So, Lala, you got any your daily special, world special? So, Lala.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we like you, Mom.
I'm eating like Suja.
Me too.
Wait a minute. I'll find something here in a minute. Okay, let's see. Let's see what we got here. Let's see. Okay. God never sends you into a situation alone. God goes before you. He stands beside you. He walks behind you. Whatever situation you have right now, be confident God is with you. Amen.
Okay.
Then I have another one. Is it okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What if you had the power and the gift to touch the lives of others, their spirit to lift? What if you had a heart full of love to share with others when things get rough? What if you had the word of God to edify his name? What if you had faith? Would your life remain the same? What if you accept his grace? Will you walk the same way? Will you become a new creature? Will you see a brighter day? All these things are yours. God gave them to you. You simply must accept his gifts and use them as he commands you. He said, love your neighbor. He wouldn't command it without giving you the capacity. He said, have faith. He made you a promise. Don't doubt his veracity. His grace, he blessed you with because he is a merciful God. You didn't earn it. You can't, since he gave you, use them to bless others. Keep charity in your heart even when you're, apart one day, apart from one another. Amen.
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 Let's see if I find another one. Okay, alhamdulillah. Is it all right if I do another one?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. If Allah didn't love you, he would never have let you fast the days of Ramadan and stand its night. He only gifted you this because he wanted to forgive you. Sheikh Muhammad Aslam. Amen. Oh, Allah, the Lord of seven heavens and the Lord of the great throne, our Lord and the Lord of everything, the splitter of the grain and seed, the one who revealed the Torah, Injil, and Quran, I take refuge with you from every creature whose forelock you hold. You are the first. There was nothing before you. You are the last. There is nothing after you. You are the manifest. There is nothing above you. You are the inward. There is nothing beyond you. Remove the burden. You remove the burden of debt from me and relieve me from poverty. Amen.
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 And that was a Sarah prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to say in his supplication.
Alhamdulillah.
It's 9 o'clock, and we got a few seconds. Assalamu alaikum, first of all, and Ramadan Mubarak, everybody. I've been listening and been really enjoying it. Really enjoying it, yes. And I want to just say this one dua recommended by Imam W. Dean Muhammad. A lot of you might have remembered him saying this. Okay. And hopefully you want to close us out, or are you going to say, okay, my husband says we close this out with this dua here. Oh, Allah, I cannot manage this life myself without you. Please make of my life what you want it to be, what you prefer it to be. Do not allow me to act on my own. Help me to act only in obedience to you. Allah, we hear and we obey. Forgive us. We are asking your forgiveness. I mean, assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan Mubarak. My husband says, everybody be safe. And it's good hearing everybody.